We're continuing with the Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, which is a time that we sit back and pay attention to the wonderful world Hashem created for us. Alei Osor, Alei Novel, Alei Higoyon Bechinor. David HaMelech used different instruments to be menagin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Osor is a 10-string instrument, which according to Chazal represents the final goal of the world, Olam Haba. We know that the world is, physical world as is a 6,000 year, and the 7, 8, 9, 10 is the Shleimus, when everything is fully put into place and the world reached its goal. And that's life. That's the thing where we sing about throughout life, that we recognize that life is not just for today and tomorrow, but it's preparation for eternal goodness that's represented by the sweet music of this also. And kind of that's the way David HaMelech lived his life. And it's a beautiful way to live everybody's life. Every day from the time we get up, as we go through the day, just remember, this is part of my journey through this short life over here, which is a preparation for that eternal good, that also, that complete shleimus that it will have. Ali Novel, Ali Giyon Bechinon. Medrash says that Higoyin Bechino is singing together with a musical instrument. Hashem says, the music is beautiful, but I want to hear it from your voice. Higoyin means to speak, but it comes from the word of taking something pure out of something else. In other words, the speech we have basically represents the ideas and the thoughts and the feelings, the desires we have within us. That's what Hashem says, that it's good to play the music, but it's also even more important to articulate and state and say clearly how much I really appreciate the different things, whether it be the physical side of our life, and even more so, the spiritual side of the life, the combination of the two, that I could use my physical world to reach spiritual greatness, internal goodness. So this is the way we go through life, recognizing we're part of the journey towards that amazing goal, and whatever happens in life can be used for that fashion. Kismachtane Hashem b'folecho b'maiseh Yodecha Ranein. Hashem, you made me happy with all the different pulas that you did for me. Whether it be the Nisim Nistarim, we pay attention to the miracles we don't even see within our own bodies, around us, the food we eat, the Hashgoch of protecting Klal Yisrael. Ma'is Yodecha Ranein, I see all the things Hashem created. Ma'godo Masecho Hashem, Moid Omku Ma'asho Yisecho. Your creation is so great. Great over here means great, unlimited. Because he's referring not to the physical world, he's referring to the spiritual world that Hashem put us in. How deep the machshavas of Hashem is. The Medrash brings on these psukim, a maaser of Shim ben Yochai, that his talmidim very poor. He took them to a valley, and he said something, and it got full of gold coins. And they all ran to get the gold coins. And then he told them, you should know that all these gold coins are being taken from your Olam Haba. You can have them if you want. Have a good time now. But you're going to be giving up your Olam Haba, or at least part of it. And immediately, they put it back. And they said, Simachtane Hashem b'folecha ma'asitecha ranein. These psukim. I'm happy with what I have. In other words, we recognize that there's a bigger picture to life. Don't get caught up with the day-to-day things that don't always work out the way we want. Because we do so, we lose out so much of the potential of our life. And we put ourselves in sometimes state of misery and not being happy the way we should. But if we look at 1 second, this is all part of that preparation for the Olam Shekulei Toiv, the Osa, Shleimus. When I really feel that, then Nechanami, I'm willing to go through situations which may not be the most pleasant, because I know this is leading to something a million times more valuable than all the gold in the world. Any gold you could give me to make life easier for me, it's not worth it. We should be zeich always to have that simcha, that appreciation, see the bigger picture of the world, realize that we're part of a process, and use every step of that process in the proper fashion. Mitzvah Hashem will always be besimcha, renona to Hashem, and appreciate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.